kids are going back to school. I had a medical appointment yesterday, and the medical professional who was attempting to help me was lamenting the fact that her four-year-old is off to school this year. And I often wondered, because we talked about daycare, and I remember when my boys were in daycare, we put them in a daycare just for the socialization, so they'd used to be in a, because it was just the two boys for the most part and the kids in the neighborhood. So we wanted them in a situation where there would be a lot of kids and they could socialize. At least I thought that was the theory. But then they had graduation ceremonies at daycare. And I jokingly said to my wife, the only way these kids don't graduate daycare is if that check bounces. So I often wonder, how important is early learning? How important is it to get those kids there to socialize and make sure that they're friendly and share the sandbox? We're joined on the show by, well, Andrea Mrozek joins us, the Manager of Research and Communications with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Andrea joins us on a, well, I guess a regular basis, because when we're interested, we give her a call and she actually answers all the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You looking forward to your kids going back to school?
Well, I don't have kids, so I'm not looking forward to that. It would come as a great surprise if I had kids going back to school.
Mine are long gone, so you know, the whole thing about Labor Day weekend and the most wonderful time of the year is lost on me right now. Does early learning, does it help?
Well, we did an interview with Dr. Gordon Neufeld, and he's a developmental psychologist based in Vancouver, and he's written a book called Hold On to Your Kids. The book is on the older side now, came out in, I think, 2004. It was a bestseller. Subtitle, Why Parents Need to Matter More Than Peers. So what I'm sharing with you this morning and what's on our website at imfcanada.org, the article, is basically a synopsis of his work and the interview that I did with him earlier this summer, and we put it out now, going back to school. His opinion is that early learning is not necessary, and that there are benefits indeed to ensuring that you develop the relationship with your children as the prime caregiver in their lives, otherwise known as parents, typically, but doesn't need to be the parents, that prime caregivers in children's lives are very important. And this idea of socializing as leading to socialization is a bit of a myth. He says that probably the greatest myth that has evolved in our culture today is the idea that socializing with one's equals or peers leads to socialization. And it was that concept that we were trying to get at when we interviewed him, to ask about what socialization is, what it means, how it best happens. And as it turns out, he thinks it's better for kids to go to school late, not early.
So I was wrong. Or my wife and I could have kept our kids home.
Well, there was a reason why I chose to examine this topic, and it's because although I don't have kids myself, I'm certainly surrounded by everybody having all kinds of kids. So you hear all these, the standard refrains are, I want my child to learn to get along with others, and perhaps my daughter is shy. I want to help her to come out of her shell. Another thing that you hear is people saying, oh, my child just loves daycare, can't wait to go to daycare. And when you look at Dr. Gordon Neufeld, work and others like him, that actually can be symptomatic. It doesn't need to be, but it can be symptomatic of a bad thing, namely that a child is becoming attached to peers rather than adult role models. And what you want is for a child to be attached to adults, because it is through being with adults and being attached to adults that a child learns how to become like an adult. I think it's pretty intuitive to understand that children hanging out with other children are not going to learn from those children how to grow up into adults. It happens in community with adults and forming those strong attachments. So that's Gordon Neufeld's basic principles. I hope I'm not botching them all together. He's certainly the expert and has written the book and works on this and has a website, NeufeldInstitute.com, I believe. So those things are worth checking out for parents interested in this topic.
But this is an interesting topic for you know, my kids are gone, but I love the education process. I think it's terrific. I don't regret putting my boys through the daycare process, because a couple of things there, both my wife and I worked, so we would have had to find some place for them to go anyway. And my theory was, at least they're going to be with other kids and they'll have a good time and we can afford it. So we went that route. The other side of that coin is, if I can take you back to my childhood, and let's not go back, you know, everything was in black and white back then. But there wasn't even kindergarten where I was. We started in grade one. My first school experience was you're there, and now you're getting lessons. And, you know, my mom was terrific because me and my sisters had no issues with simple math or printing or, you know, fundamental reading. We were at par with everybody else when we got there. So when people talk to me about three-year-olds in school, I was six when I got there. And, you know, my son, as an example, when he was through, my youngest son, if you go to Wikipedia and look up extrovert, you'll see his picture right there. So he was terrific in that setting. I didn't have any of that for me. I went right into grade one. He started school or daycare when he was three. We both ended up in radio. You know what I mean? So maybe you're just going to go where you're supposed to go anyway in life.
You're hitting on something that I'd like to raise as well. Parents can choose daycare, and they can choose whatever form of child care and caring for their kids that they'd like to. I think that what I'm slightly concerned about is the government propaganda, to be blunt, around what early learning and child care, in quotation marks, quite frankly, can achieve. And so part of the piece is to talk about being realistic about that and knowing why you're sending your child to a particular environment. If you only listen to the Ministry of Education in this province, parents would be convinced that their children are going to be Einstein by grade one. And that is something that Dr. Gordon Neufeld actually says, you know, these environments aren't necessary. They may not be, detrimental, but they are not necessary for the maturation of the child, for socialization. And certainly he says in no uncertain terms that all of these early learning programs ought to be play-based. So, and that's something you do, to be fair, here from the Ontario government, that these things are going to be play-based. But it's one needs to be careful about the type of environment in which the kids are playing as well. I spoke to another person for the piece, Kids First Parenting Association, and they're very concerned about attachment. And so play-based learning can, in moments, result in adults just putting out toys and then just making sure it's a safe environment. And what you want to ensure and talk about with the caregivers is whether this is an attachment-oriented environment, whether they're going to be concerned about how the kids are interacting with the adults in that environment. So it's a nuanced topic for sure.
Andrea, I'll let you go, but one more comment. I don't know if you saw the case or not, but I laughed for about a day and a half. It happened in New York City a couple of weeks ago, where a three-year-old girl was denied access to the daycare of the parent's choice, and the parents are now suing the daycare center because they say that not getting into this daycare means the daughter won't get into Yale.
Oh, brother. I did not see that, but all I have to say is, oh, brother.
I just thought that was hilarious. So she doesn't get nap time at three. She's not going to be in Yale. Aw, darn. You know, maybe you'll have to go to a community college and, you know, make ends meet down the road. Andrea, always good to get your thoughts. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Andrea Mrozek, who is a regular on the show. Andrea is the research manager at Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.